Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High in studio with you, and also with me in studio from the Coffeyville Public Library, we have Rachel. Rachel, good morning. How are you doing?
Doing very well. Thank you.
Well, Rachel, tons of stuff going on at the Coffeyville Library, including today. You guys are having a free movie day showing a Hallmark movie.
Yes. So every month we coordinate with Windsor, and they bring out a group to come watch a movie. And so the free movie, it's always a rated G, or just something nice and a nice story.
Right.
And so, and we want to open it to everyone. And so even though it is directly for this group of people, but we want everyone to know that they're welcome for
right.
it.
Yeah. So, what's the name of the movie that's going to be playing?
It's called Hidden Places. It's mm-hmm. based on a Christian historical fiction book by Lynn Austin. So, it's a Hallmark movie, and that's today at 1:30.
Okay, so that sounds like it'll be pretty good. Again, mm-hmm. Even though it's for mainly the Windsor residents, everybody, as you said, is invited to come out
yes.
and check it out. The big event happening this weekend on Saturday will be the Harry Potter event.
Yes, we're very excited for that. We've gotten a huge response for that. We kind of thought maybe we would have a pretty decent response because we've seen other libraries have good responses to it, but it's exploded. We've our reservation count, it's at zero, because everybody decided,
it's off the chart.
It's off the chart. This is amazing. So yeah, we're gonna have a ton of fun on Saturday. It starts at 10. It goes from 10 to 1, and then we're gonna have snacks. We've got crafts and I call it a potion class.
Right.
Potion class, but it's a science experiment, and the kids I know will love it because they get to participate in it.
Right, that's cool.
Yeah, and then we'll have a movie showing, and I think there's a few other things. There is a costume contest, so if you're coming, make sure your kid can come in costume, and then
right.
We're going to be voting for people's favorites, and the winners will receive a free book. It's actually the first book of Harry Potter.
Okay, so. very cool. And the first movie is the one that we'll be playing
yes,
tomorrow. Okay,
yes.
So okay,
we
again,
figured that was the kid friendliness.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, because as they
get darker.
Yes, as the movies progress, they get darker. So do the books. So that's why we stuck with the first
yeah,
one.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. So. They definitely do get darker, but they're still they're all really good. My kids
yes.
enjoy them. Coming up is the biannual book sale.
Yes, our fall book sale is next week. Actually, a week from today, so the 24th, 25th, and 26th from 9 to 5, we've gotten loads of donations of books, even movies, so there's going to be a ton of stuff for everyone, and it all goes to support the library. Our foundation, they love to purchase technologies or upgrade technologies for us. Just recently, we got a courtesy charging station to help people if they don't have a charger for their phone. So that's something good that the foundation does for us, and this goes to support that. And something cool this year, we wanted to be a part of the 150th celebration, so we decided that if someone buys $1.50 worth of book sale items during those 3 days, they will receive a free tumbler from us.
Okay.
And that's as supplies last.
Right.
but yeah, we've got tumblers that have the library logo on it, and we wanted to do something fun for the 150th.
Absolutely. And that's, again, you said it has the logo on it, so it's a cool tumbler.
Mm-hmm.
What other events that are going on that are coming up maybe in the near future for I don't know if you scheduled that far ahead, for Thanksgiving and Christmas and stuff like that.
I do have in the works a ladies' night out. I usually do two in a year, one in the summer and then one at Christmas time, because people really love doing. We usually make Christmas ornaments or something that they could give away.
Right.
This year, I found instructions how to make a Christmas ornament that looks like a hot air balloon.
Oh, very nice.
So that's going to be really fun. I don't remember the date on that, but we'll be posting that here in the next couple of weeks.
So again, a ton of stuff going on with the Coffeyville Public Library. And again, about the book sale, just getting is that stuff that's already at the library, that or is there stuff being brought in to be bought the book sale?
Yeah, that's already stuff that brought in. So over the last couple of months, we've gotten donations. And I mean, we can't put everything out in our foyer where we have the year-long book sale. So that's why twice a year we will bring out the entire entirety of our donations that we can't put into our collection, and hopefully, you know, a lot of it sells, and it usually does. We usually do pretty well with the big book sale.
That's awesome. That is very awesome. So again, the free movie today, the Harry Potter event on Saturday, and the biannual book sale a week from today, I think you said.
Yes.
So again, lots of stuff going on there. Get out there. How can everybody contact the library?
They can contact us by calling our number. It's 251-1370. Or, message us on our Facebook page. They can come visit us and ask any questions, and we'll be there.
I definitely already got my library book. I was up here for 2 weeks and already got my, not book, but my library card. So,
yes.
So I already got that so I can come up from time to time. I love reading. So
yeah, that's great. That's good to hear.
Again, lots of events coming up here with the Coffeyville Public Library. Again, Rachel, I thank you very much for coming in today and talking about all the great things you guys are doing.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break. When we got Fox News coming up near the top of the hour right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.